As the founder and president of Sonoma Cast Stone, Steve Rosenblatt has been working creatively with concrete for years. It's a basic yet very malleable material.
And that's just sand, aggregate, water, and Portland cement.
But that last ingredient, he knows, comes at a considerable environmental cost.
Portland cement is environmentally one of the worst things mankind does. It's made with high-temperature kilns, burning huge quantities of natural gas or fuel of one sort or another over long periods and giving off a wide variety of noxious gases. By itself, it represents 6 to 7% of the Earth's carbon footprint.
So Rosenblatt has set out to develop an alternative to Portland cement that does not need to be purged of organic material. He calls it Earthcrete.
Instead, we use rocks that don't have organic materials in, rocks that nature did for us by lava flows and volcanoes, and it's surprisingly plentiful all over the world. That's the base of it, and there's certain polymers, clays, and things that all hold it. It's a formula of about 8 to 12 different ingredients.
But even though some of those key ingredients are abundant in nature, getting high-volume supplies will require some ramping up.
Some of these materials are not yet being mined in quantities enough to make them price competitive. So we're working with some companies that have large mines and things. It's probably, I'm guessing, 3 to 4 years away before we'll have that.
Still, when he is able to begin production of this alternative to conventional concrete, Rosenblatt is expecting big things from it.
It would greatly change the nature of making concrete. The fact that it's not only better for the environment, but less expensive than the high cost of calcinating Portland cement, means that even places like China and India will want to look at it and will hopefully convert over to it. If it is cheaper and if it is better, it'll find a way. It's going to take some time, but it will.
Don Van Staveren, a Sonoma-based winemaker and consultant who has long worked with Rosenblatt, sees another advantage.
My only question was, will it work the same as concrete? I think the real benefits are that it's so much lighter than concrete.
Meanwhile, Rosenblatt is energetically promoting his latest innovation, called New Barrel, which offers a way to introduce a carefully calibrated amount of oak into the concrete wine tank.
It does everything a barrel will do. You can add oak or not, or a little bit of oak essence or full-on oak taste. It adds oxygen on a controlled rate. It's very high-tech. If unwanted oxygen is entering the wine, it'll call the cellar master or the winemaker on their cell phone and say, tank number 7 needs filling. It's a whole new look at aging in oak barrels.
Another big selling point, he adds, is comparative cost.
Typically, an oak wine barrel will last 4 years. Our tanks will last 40 years, and the cost is about the same. So it's a huge savings, several million dollars a year for large wineries.
Already, a handful of North Bay wineries have purchased a few of these new barrels to experiment with. It's too early to know if they will catch on as widely as the basic concrete fermentation tanks. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.